Each time we we start lecture, we recite Ananta Penetrating Buddha and so on. this is the essential pointing at essential teaching of Buddha, and it is not just opening of the lecture. It is this Gyatā itself is perfect Dhamma. when we start, before we start lecture, or when you, when someone start lecture, and when you listen to, and when we, speaker and listener, start to study Buddhism, we must have this understanding, perfect understanding. Only when we, you know, we give up the idea of we, and when we combat it in we, in its true sense, this Dhamma, whatever it is, something which take place in this classroom will be the perfect Dhamma, will be understood as a perfect Dhamma. usually, most people, you know, although you may understand the teaching of selflessness, but actually, you know, all what we do is deeply or firmly based on the idea of self. So you may think, I am listening to, I have to study, I have to understand what he says. That is already the idea, strong idea of self and strong activity based on idea of self. when we give up this kind of self and go beyond the idea of you or speaker, and understand you and speaker in only tentative being related with each other. That is, you know, their classroom for us. We are a relationship between I and you is not permanent one. That is just tentative one. Tomorrow, I don't know. Maybe if one of you speak, you know, I must be a listener, you know, or a student. So it is just tentative relationship. And we are also tentative beings. So we cannot meet with, we cannot meet in this classroom in with this relationship even 100,000 kalpas of time. Never we can meet, you know, in this relationship together. So we should not miss this moment. And that is actually what this sutra means. And this is very important point. When you discuss something, you know, usually your discussion is always involved in strong idea of self. Discussion, your discussion to me is, you know, a kind of conflict of idea of self. Why that kind of things happens is your understanding of discussion or group is not perfect. That is why we have discussion does not, you know, is not so successful. On the blackboard, I see many, you know, circles. When we, you know, realize each one of us or observer of the circles is, you know, empty. We are actually empty. I don't exist. I don't exist. You may say, when you see, you know, I am here, that is something, you know, some idea of you. But actual is not actual you. Actual you is, you know, you, which, you know, says, you know, I, this is me. That is real you. And me is object, you know, object of I. So I is not something like that. Something you understand I. Something you understand I as I is already someone else. So you don't exist. No. This is not, you know, tricky word. True word, you know. No one can deny this fact. So, there are many circles, you know. And when I don't exist, you know, I understand the circles. You know, I or, you know, true I, you know, will understand the relationship between those many circles, you know. If we understand, if we discuss something in that way, there's no problem, you know. That relationship between those circles are same for everyone, you know. You see, you know, the relationship between the circles and the relationship for you and the relationship between circles for us, it's always it's same, you know. Why it is so is big self is observing it. You know. When you involved in, you know, but mostly when we start something about this organization or future plan of the Sahara, immediately you have a big idea of self, you know. And you insist your own idea without, you know, seeing the actual, you know, problem we have right now as we see those circles. This is so called in Buddhism, selflessness. So when we practice something here, first of all, what we should forget is idea of self. To forget idea of self is, as Dogen Zenji says, to be proved by everything. Here, everything means Buddha. Everything. Buddha, which includes everything, which unify everything as one, that is Buddha. And that is the one, you know, which sees the relationship between those circles correctly. That is someone who is unifies everyone's understanding of everyone and everyone's understanding of circle. So the individualism doesn't work, you know. Before you understand, you in its true sense, what is individual, and how we understand individual is putting ourselves, you know, understanding ourselves one of those circles, you know. It is true, you know. When we say I, you know, it is already object of observation. Observation of some unified one. So we should be one of those circles. And in this way, if we observe ourselves, and relationship between each one of us to this Zendo. Then we will have, you know, perfect discussion. When we discuss something, you discuss something, you are some special person. Without knowing that you are one of the circle. That is the teaching of interdependency. Interdependency does not mean to observe things with our naked eye, you know, and see the relationship between things. Because you see your own naked eye, you are, you know, excluded. And you are completely, you are already mistaken as a big self, big unified self. You are committing big, you know, mistake. Or you are violating the teaching, fundamental teaching of Buddha, which is selflessness. If we can understand ourselves, there's no need to ignore ourselves. We can acknowledge ourselves on the blackboard. And we should be, you know, each one of us should be discussed at the same time. What kind of a difficulty each one of us causing, you know, for this group or this community. If we discuss this kind of humble attitude, then there is no problem. And then actual, you know, I is discussing and the problem. Do you understand? So, first of all, we should recite, you know. Before a lecture, we should recite. And we should be unified by the absolute unified one. And put our hands together, and we should, you know, dearly we should be really unified with by the Absolute One. Then we have no self, and we can discuss something without any idea of self, and we will realize, we will understand the true meaning of the teaching of Buddha. So, as a Buddhist, the most important thing is to realize the evanescence of life. And things change always, incessantly. And we must realize that nothing is permanent. Nothing exists in the form we see or color we see. To understand things like this is called emptiness. So with emptiness of mind, we should start, realize the tentative form and color of things and how things are going. Then we'll have actual reality. So first of all, we should understand, maybe, we should destroy our idea of substantiality of us or you, subject or object. And then we should, put our hand together for the one unified one, which is Buddha. And then we should open our eyes, and see things as you see circles in the black, on the blackboard. And if it is necessary, we have to discuss about it. So with this understanding, if we discuss things, you may not attach to anyone's particular idea. And all of you easily, agree with some conclusion. But one discussion, one conclusion is not enough. So, if possible, day after day, we must have discussion, actually. But if that is, if you feel that is not necessary, once a week or once a month, we should discuss things. If we discuss things in this way, I think that is real individualism, because we will find out ourselves in its own position. So there is order in understanding our Buddhist life. First of all, we should give up small idea of self, and we should be humble enough to put our hand together and, bow to the Absolute One. And then we should depend on the true teaching of interdependency. And we should observe We should understand ourselves. Related with each other. That is interdependence. Sometimes, you know, you mixed up this order. And if you, you know, talk about, just talk about the teaching of interdependence without knowing the teaching of interdependency is based on the teaching which everything changes. And the teaching of emptiness and discuss things, then it means that you are already started to repeat same, you know, same trouble over and over again. So even though you make a great effort, it doesn't result anything. The more you discuss things, the more you get into confusion. And you have to fight with each other, with, you know, a self-centered idea. Naturally, you know, you have to reject many people from Zen Center. All of you, you know. So that is terrible thing. Terrible thing will happen. Interdependency means we should not ignore anything. And we should understand the relationship between each one of us, including, you know, you yourself. So with the most humble attitude, we should discuss things. You shouldn't do so. Terrible thing. Big, big self. You should listen to, you know, everyone's opinion. Way of observing things. Okay. Maybe if you don't do this, you know, maybe sometime you cannot express yourself, you know, if you are like this. That is okay. If you want to say something like this, that is okay. And if you want to say this, I think this is right. But, you know, it should be, this should be also another form of practice of putting hands together. If it is so, it is okay, whatever you do. You know, that is, to talk in this way is very easy, you know. Actually, it is not so easy. I think we are, you know, doing pretty well. I think. Because I think that is because you practice Zazen. When you practice Zazen, even though you don't know what you are doing, but actually, you know, you are practicing this practice. Even, pressure of idea, you know, should be excluded, you know, in your practice. But if it comes, you know, already, it is too late, you know, to exclude it. So let it stay. And, you know, wait until it goes. And resume your, you know, true practice. In this way, because you practice Zazen, you are, you know, even though you seems, you know, are fighting, you know, actually you are not. And we should trust people, first of all. Emptiness does not mean to ignore everything, you know. It doesn't mean vacuity. So in this way, if you understand our life in this way, you will find out how important it is to practice Zazen, how important it is to be humble in its real sense.